What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, as Mr. Announcer Man said, and this show is a little bit different than usual. We're going to rerun an interview that Brian did on Brian and Company earlier this week with Chris Martin, the Connecticut State Forester. We're all looking outside. The rain has subsided today. The leaves are green or they're either on the ground. Are we going to have any foliage this year? And what is up with all the acorns? My neighbor's about to build a wall with them. I have none. The trees don't know what they're doing. Will we have some foliage this year? They get into that and some other things. But don't worry. We have a great variety of trees in New England, as Chris mentions with Brian. So without further ado, here's Brian Shackman with Chris Martin, State Forester for Connecticut, on a foliage update for your pleasure.
Chris Martin, the Connecticut State Forester here, joining us on Brian and Company. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So, and again, I'm an idiot. I'm a lay person. I don't know anything. All I know is that we had a ton of rain, and I went to Saratoga last weekend for a wedding, and none of the trees on the highway had changed. And then just this week was so beautiful, and I realized I saw a bunch of leaves falling. And then I looked up and they were falling from trees that really hadn't turned color really. And I'm wondering, like, before we get into specifics, like, what is the deal with the foliage season? Like, how would you characterize it?
How about that foliage? I think we've had better years for sure. And it's resulting of all this rain. Yeah, rain all summer.
So how does that work, though? Like, I mean, I did my whole photosynthesis thing in fifth grade or whatever. Like, why does a lot of rain, first of all, what is the impact? It just mutes it or what?
Yeah, so we're seeing trees that are actually water-stressed as opposed to a drought stress. They got a water stress going on. So the roots are just saturated. The trees are shutting down early. We typically see this in wooded swamps, but we're seeing this in normally drier locations now. And, you know, we have some foliage, tar spot, and some other fungus on the leaves that are kind of muting some of the colors and causing some premature dropping of leaves. It's not going to be, you know, complete loss, but definitely not one of our better years for foliage.
So too much water, if the roots are saturated, it signals to the tree to shut down for the season?
Yeah, it's similar to, you know, we usually see our wooded swamps in Connecticut, the red maple swamps light up with all kinds of colors early September sometimes. And so we're kind of seeing similar results on normally drier locations. What happens is that there's a lack of oxygen in the soil because it's saturated with water. And that just shuts down the tree's transpiration system. So
it's fascinating. You know, does it have any long-term effect on the trees, or is this just a blip?
It's a blip. You know, we've had wet years before, and we've had a really warm October and definitely so far in a warm September. So that's causing, you know, some of the trees just to hang on a little bit longer than normal. They're getting their green colors. So,
and this is true, like, you know, all the way up to the, you know, I always think of just like the 91 corridor. People love to go up to Vermont. As you head toward the northern part of Connecticut, is this going to be true all the way up?
I think so. You know, most of New England, certainly Western New England in particular, has just gotten saturated this summer. And so Vermont in particular had some significant damage to the state capital and a kind of huge amount of rain. So, yeah, I was in northwestern Connecticut yesterday, and, you know, I was under-impressed.
We're talking with Chris Martin from the Connecticut State Forester. How long have you been doing this for? Are you, like, an arborist, or, like, what is your academic background?
Oh, I'm a professional forester, licensed forester. So, you know, silviculture, the growing of trees. Trees have different types of characteristics, things they like, things they don't like. How to just nurture the forest and make it healthy. And I've been doing this since 2008 in Connecticut.
So it's been a while. And this is, and every year is different, as you've, I'm sure you well have, you well know. But is this pretty unique in that 15-plus years that you've been doing it?
You know, I've seen worse. We had a year, people can think back to that October 31st snowstorm where the lights went out in Connecticut for like several days. And it was our second hit, right? That year was crazy. That year was probably one of the worst foliage seasons I've seen. And it was just the trees, the oak trees in particular, they were green and growing right to the end of October until they got a foot of snow on them. Then they broke.
Huh.
And the lights went out. So, yeah, we've seen worse. But, again, you know, I think people should get out, enjoy it, enjoy this time of year. And if anything, you know, support a local farmer when you're going out this year because they've had a hard year too.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. I talked to the folks at Irish Bend Orchards, and I thought because the water would be great, and they said, you know, their honeycrisps were terrible. They had a whole bunch of problems, and the watermelon didn't even come in, really, and they had no peaches. So, I mean, I definitely agree and buy up, you know, if there's any apples left, go support your local orchard. I agree with 100%, Chris. You mentioned oak trees. I'm going to bring in a couple of sort of personalized questions. I can't stand oak trees. I feel like they're bullies, and they I'd rather just have a maple, and the acorns drive me bananas, although I guess the acorns are much lighter this season. Is it okay to dislike an oak tree?
No, it isn't. I mean, the white oak's the state tree, the charter oak. You got to love oak trees.
Okay, I'll try to change my sentiment.
You got
to
love
change my sentiment.
They're a mass producer. They're really valuable for wildlife too.
Yeah,
they feed feed our critters, our woodland critters.
They're a pain in the butt. So I want to also ask you, like, in the day to day in your job, in all seriousness, like, what are some of the concerns besides this foliage season and the impact and ramifications of the wet weather? What are some of the things that you've been seeing, you know, this year or the last couple of years that concern you?
You know, we've seen this episodic droughts, and then we get deluges of rain, and so, like, normalcy seems to be becoming less common as far as our weather patterns go. You know, there's nothing in the middle. Averages are becoming less common. We tend to be breaking records, you know, which is not good, the frequency of these events. That's my observation. And that stresses the trees, too. I mean, they're either bone dry or soaking wet. Nothing in the middle.
Yeah, and that's not good for the trees. I mean, clearly. Is there any, you know,
but,
that?
I will, well, let me just say that our trees, I mean, we're not going to lose our forests. Our trees are resilient. They're tough things. And we're diversified too. We have all kinds of trees in Connecticut. So, you know, it's not all gloom and doom. It's just, we do see more extreme issues. That's all.
I got to tell you, you know, I haven't lived in too many places. I've lived in Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Connecticut. I mean, Connecticut's a beautiful place. And the weather the last couple of weeks, although it's been unseasonably warm, it's been great for people to get out and do hiking and so on and so forth. Chris, we appreciate the insight. It's always good to talk about this stuff. People, you know, it's crazy how the leaves and the trees matter to people, and that's a good thing.
Well, we're blessed to be in New England and in Connecticut. You go to other places of the country, and especially this time of year, and we're all over it. I mean, they got nothing on us.
They got nothing
on us. Our diversity of trees, and even this year, our diversity of trees and the colors we have is just spectacular. And it's in our face, and sometimes we don't really appreciate it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, Chris, have a great weekend. Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks, Brian and Chris, the Connecticut State Forester here in Connecticut. Yes, our tiny little state has a state forester. And with all the rain we've had and the rain that has happened yesterday, things were postponed, things were canceled, but things are going on today. So get out there. The Connecticut Garlic and Harvest Festival in Bethlehem was canceled yesterday, but they're on today. The apple harvest has had some rain cancellations over two weekends, so if you're in that area, get out there, support them. All the apple fritters you can possibly buy, shove in your pockets, bring them to work tomorrow. I won't tell anyone. There's also some fairs. We got the Harwington Fair, the Portland Fair coming up today. And as you know, we are a big fan of Kristen and everything she does with Boxes to Boots. They will be doing a collection drive at their office in Berlin, 28 Chamberlain Highway, next Saturday, the 14th, from 10 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you want more information about that, boxes2boots.org. And it's an amazing organization. It's amazing what Christian has done with that. So check out all those things. So there's so many things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.